today, when we see people that are in false doctrine, when we see churches teaching false doctrine, and those churches filled with people who believe that false doctrine, we must ask ourselves, how is it that so many people are so deceived on so many things? And there are only a few ways to explain it. You know, when you see somebody who believes wrong doctrine, there are only a couple ways to explain it. Number one, maybe that person's just not saved, because the Bible teaches that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So obviously, if a person is not saved, they don't have the Holy Spirit living inside of them. The Bible teaches that the Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth. The Holy Spirit guides us in our understanding of the Word of God. He opens our eyes. The Bible talks about how the Jews that did not believe in Christ, when they read the Old Testament, when they read the Bible says they had a veil over their eyes. They couldn't understand it. But then when their heart would turn to Christ, then the veil was removed. Now they understood the scriptures. So when you have people who believe in false doctrine, it might just be because they're not saved. But then we see so many people that are saved, yet believing wrongly on many different topics and many different issues in the Bible. So the second reason why people are wrong doctrinally is because they don't know the Bible. It's not that they're not saved. It's just that they haven't read. They're not even familiar with the teachings of the Bible on a certain subject. They just haven't spent enough time doing the reading or the studying or hearing the Word of God. And then thirdly, the only other reason that I could think of why someone would have false doctrine is just simply that they don't care what the truth is, and they're willingly following a lie, or they just don't want to accept the truth on something. I mean, they're either just ignorant of it, not saved, or they're just purposely ignoring the facts and ignoring the truth. And, you know, we see all three of those things today in our world.